morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is June the 3rd, 2020. Well, yesterday I talked to you about how that on this walk with Christ, we need to consider our own walk. We will need to think about ways in which we need to change our walk in order to be walking with Christ. And yesterday we talked about being moved to compassion. And today I want to talk to you about being moved to prayer. Right now on Wednesday nights, we are studying the book of Daniel. Daniel comes to understand the time of captivity is about over, and he is moved to pray. Nehemiah hears a report about the condition of Jerusalem. So both of these men think about the condition of their country, and they are moved to prayer. So let's think about how Nehemiah responds. We're going to look at Nehemiah chapter number 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakalah, and it came to pass in the month Chisalu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, and he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. The situation in Jerusalem, there was great affliction and reproach. The city was being broken down and things were on fire. Sound familiar? How did Nehemiah respond? Both Daniel and Nehemiah responded by prayer when they heard the condition of their brothers in their homeland. What did Nehemiah hear in our text? He heard the wall was broken down and the gates are burned with fire. Needless to say, we can understand that things were not good in Jerusalem. So how do we respond when we receive difficult news? Do we say, oh, well, that's just the way it is? Or do we begin to worry and fret? Do we wonder how the government is going to take action? How the government is going to respond to the current circumstances? Do we start listening to the news broadcast to attempt to find out how bad it really is? Or, like Nehemiah and Daniel, are we moved to prayer? What causes you to be moved to prayer? I mean, does the current situation in our country move you to pray? How bad must things become before you are moved to prayer? Then if we are finally moved to prayer, do we really believe that God will actually do something about the situation? I wonder how many people pray when they look at the circumstances of our nation. When they turned on the broadcast, news broadcast, and they saw the riots taking place and people being beaten and things being burned and so forth. How many people, their first response was to say, get on their knees before God and begin to pray? Or they begin to say, oh no, how bad is it going to get? Or I got to keep on watching to see how bad it's going to get. Or, oh no, what are we going to do now? Or what's going to happen next? You know, this worried frenzy that takes place. And I wonder how many just got on their face before God and began to pour their heart out to God, realizing that the only one who can really make a change is God. Oh, if the government intervenes, the situation might be quieted down for a while. But again, but eventually the same situation will happen. Only the next time it'll be worse. The riots will be worse. The situation will be worse. It'll spread farther around our country. I know the natural reaction is to watch the news, then resort to social media to post our comments about what is happening in the world. We worry and fret about what we see on the news. Then we must let everyone know how our feelings about the situation. When really what we should be doing is following the example of Nehemiah. We should be getting on our knees and crying out to God, confessing our sin before God. That's what Daniel and Nehemiah both did. They confessed their sin, their nation's sin, their own sin before God. They didn't begin pointing fingers at someone else and saying it's someone else's fault. They poured their heart out to God, confessing their own sins. You see, Nehemiah did more than just pray. He wept, he mourned, and fasted. Has the situation of our country moved you to the extent that Nehemiah was moved? When he heard of the circumstances in Jerusalem, he was moved, so he wept and mourned and fasted and prayed. So remember, Nehemiah was concerned over the circumstances of his nation. And he was so heartbroken that he was moved to pray. Are you as heartbroken over the condition of the United States as Nehemiah was over Israel? Or if you happen to be listening somewhere else around the world, are you as heartbroken over the condition of your country as Nehemiah was over Israel? Many can't be moved to prayer because they are too busy picking sides. They are too busy attempting to downplay the situation. In many cases, we are so worried about being right that we can't see that we are really broken. No matter your political views, no matter your stance when it comes to conspiracy theories or any of that, we are really broken as a nation. If you click on the news and look at the events that are taking place, you can't help but see that we are broken, that men love darkness better than light, and that we truly need divine intervention. We need people who are moved to prayer as Daniel and Nehemiah were. Will you be moved to prayer and ask God to move and bring justice and an end to the brokenness which we are experiencing? I pray that you will be moved to prayer as Daniel and Nehemiah were. As I thought about writing my prayer like I always do, I thought about just sharing with you what Nehemiah prayed and make some comments on that and even make it our prayer. Listen to what Nehemiah said, and said, "I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments." Lord, as we come to you today, we are thankful that you are the great God and the terrible God. And we are thankful that you keep covenant and mercy for those that love him and observe his commandments. We thank you that we know that you're going to keep your covenant that you made with your people. Nehemiah said, "Let thine ear be now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned." Lord, as we hear those prayers of Nehemiah, we do pray that your ears will be open to our prayers. And Lord, we do come confessing our sins, the sins of our country, the sin of racism, the sin of social injustice, the sin of pride and self-righteousness. Lord, in my own heart, in our own land, we see these sins and we ask for your forgiveness. And we pray that you would bring healing to our land. Nehemiah said, "We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments nor statutes nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses." And Lord, as we look at our nation, we know that even though we say we are one nation under God, we know we are far from that. Lord, we know that we have walked in disobedience according to your word, and that we want our own ways and we do not want to follow your way. And really, as a nation, we have rejected you. And Lord, I pray that you will forgive us of that. Nehemiah said, "Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though they were of you cast out into the uttermost part of heaven, yet will I gather thee from thence and will bring them unto the place that I've chosen to set my name there. Lord, we come to you asking that you would help us to confess our sins, Lord, to see our sins, and to cause us to want to follow you again. Lord, we know the only thing that will make a real change in our country is when we turn back to following you, your precepts, your principles, following according to your word. And God, our country is broken now, and they are not doing that. As a nation, we are turned so far from you. And I pray, God, that you would forgive us and help us to turn our hearts to you, that we can walk in your blessings. We pray your blessings, Lord, because we know you are the only one that can make a real change. And I pray that you, with your great power and with your strong hand, would make a change in our country so that we may come to follow you. Please work, Lord. I ask you to work on behalf of the United States, on behalf of your people, and Lord, wherever around the world that people are turning their hearts to you in prayer, I pray that you would work on their behalf so that we would love you and that we would serve you with our whole hearts. May our hearts, may we continue to pray, not just in this moment, but continue to pray throughout the day and in the upcoming days for you to make a change. God, we expect you to, and we ask you to, and we look forward to you making a change. Thank you that we know that you can make a change because you are the great God. It is in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.